Will you prepare your hearts for a time of prayer? Gracious Emmanuel, God with us, what a joy it is for us to sit in the quiet of this sanctuary, seeing the beautiful lights that represent the birth of your Son. We thank you. Our life, our world, everything that we are is wrapped all around you, and you are wrapped all around us. And we are one. God, we thank you for the opportunity to love you and to serve you in the world in the many ways that we do. Thank you for those who volunteer in the church. We just lift up Judy to you. We thank you so much for her generosity and willingness to serve the way that she has served. And thank you for her beauty and joy. Bless her and keep her as she continues to be your daughter, to be your child, and to see where it is that you are leading her next. And we thank you for his life, for making him who he is. He has brought us so much wisdom and joy and continues to be so special among us. We thank you, Father. You know our hearts this morning. You know what's going on. Some of us are grieving. Some of us are struggling with the holidays. Some of us are joyful and every moment is wonderful. And what we know is, regardless of how we are feeling, you are in it all. And we thank you. Would you help us during this time of Advent, during this time of waiting for the baby to be born, of waiting for Jesus to return? Would you help us just to get rid of all the things in our lives that block us off from you? The fears and the angers and the little pet peeves and the things that just make us mad so we can't even think of anything except ourselves. Help us just to, one at a time, one holy moment at a time, just remove those from our lives. God, we lift up Trisha to you this morning, and we thank you that she has made it through that wonderful, terrible thing called chemo. And we thank you. We thank you that it's hard to even find the words to describe her courage and joy and faith and steadiness in all of this. Well, it's not her, it's you, isn't it? We are so glad that she is yours and that she has claimed you and that you are not going to let her go. So as she continues on this journey and the surgeries that she has in front of her, just keep her so strong and help her to know that this church, her friends, her school, all in this community love her so dearly and are praying for her day by day by day. God, we pray for those teachers who are making this final effort to get through Christmas. We know what it's like to be a kid and be waiting. But just give them the wisdom and patience. Give them strength. Give them strength, but in the midst of that strength, give them joy and happiness and humor and laughter. So that in all of it, your love might shine through. And those children might remember that and might shape their lives again. So we thank you. If you haven't heard that, we say it again. Thank you for being God, for being ours, for loving us, even when we mess up so badly. We're yours. We pray that you would allow us to hear your word preached and spoken and sung and prayed in this service today. And as we meet this afternoon, we pray that you would bring whomever will benefit from being together to talk about what it means to find you in the midst of grief. We love you, Lord, and we do pray this prayer in the name of the one who taught us so very long ago to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.